This is a Cortez Radio news update. Human rights lawyer and climate activist Jessica Wegg will be the Green Party candidate for North Island Powell River during the next federal election.
The reason I'm doing this is I want to be able to know that I did everything I could, everything in my power, to make the world better, make it habitable even for my kids, for kids in general. We're seeing climate change happening, has happened. We're in it. We have to look around us and realize that this is not sustainable. We cannot keep having 40 degree summers in Comox. We cannot keep having wildfires destroying towns. There were tornadoes in Washington, D.C. yesterday. This is so obvious. It's so apparent, and it's completely unsustainable. And I need to know that I did everything in my power to make it better.
According to Philip Fournier of Maclean's Magazine and the political website 338 Canada, the rumors swirling around Ottawa suggest the election will be in late summer or early fall. He wrote, "Crunching the numbers over the weekend, the only question that kept popping up in my head is why. Recent polls suggest if the election were held now, there would be another Liberal minority government. The most recent 338 Canada projection was made a week ago, at which point the Greens were leading in two Vancouver Island ridings, Saanich Gulf Islands, a safe seat, and Nanaimo Ladysmith, where they lead by a mere 1%. During the weeks leading up to the last federal election, 338 Canada's projections often showed the Greens leading in four of the seven island ridings. North Island, Powell River wasn't one of them, but in late August, they were shown within 5% of the leading NDP. This groundswell of support disappeared in the week prior to the election, and two Green MPs went to Ottawa.
I know that the Green Party made a strong showing in the last election, and that was with people from the NDP telling them that they were going to split the vote, and it was a wasted vote, and fear-mongering, and making people think that they had to vote orange, otherwise the Liberals or Conservatives were going to win. People can't be afraid anymore, and I think people are seeing that. We have to focus on what is in our hearts. I think people are ready to do that. I think that time has come that people are fed up. They know there has to be a change, and they're not going to buy into that. I'm also hopeful because of all of the young families that have been able to move back to the island because of the pandemic, because they're working from home. They don't have to go into the big offices anymore. And parents know what their kids need, and their kids need a safe, habitable planet at the very basic level. And I do think that our prospects are quite good because we have more young, more engaged voters. We have people who are tired of being afraid and want to take action.
Why should we vote for you in particular? The NDP and Liberals also speak against climate change.
The Green Party has had a vision for how to deal with this for decades. And it's not only about environmental issues, although for me, right now, on the other side of this horrific heat wave where people died, the environment is first and foremost in my mind, but that's certainly not the only thing. We also have the tragedy with the residential schools. And what we need to realize is that the Green Party has been here this whole time trying to get attention on these issues, and we have plans. The other parties are sort of along for the ride. The other main issue that I know everybody is probably on the same side about, except for Trudeau still taking Indigenous people to court, but we have to really work on truth and reconciliation. And right now we're still in the truth part, and we cannot move forward from what most of Canada is just waking up to. A lot of people knew that it was there. Most of us didn't know how bad it was. And we need to learn and appreciate and hear the truth of what happened. And then we need to work on reconciliation.
A more detailed examination of green policies will follow after the writ is dropped. Jessica Wegg was born in Calgary, but her family moved to rural America when she was 12. That's where she was married, and most of her legal career has been.
I have been a lawyer since 2009. Prior to law school, I got my master's in clinical psychology degree. I was in that program, realized it wasn't for me, and went to law school. Loved every minute of law school. And the first job I had out of law school was actually working for a defense firm. So we defended insurance companies in lawsuits brought by individuals, and it really was not a good fit for me. So then I went out on my own and I started doing workers' compensation practice on behalf of injured employees. Then in 2011, I started working with John Little, who's now my husband. And we worked on cases of sexual abuse in elite sports. And we still do that. My main area of practice was prisoners' rights and doing civil rights cases on behalf of incarcerated individuals. Mainly, those cases were about not getting adequate or any medical care that was necessary. I've got a case still pending that people in my office now are working on, police excessive force, where they shot a man in his backyard. So those sorts of civil rights cases, basically when the government oversteps the line and we try to bring them back to it.
She has family on Vancouver Island, moved here briefly in 2014, and has long planned to return on a more permanent basis.
My husband and I had a short to mid-range plan, I will say, to move back to Canada. Here, we knew we wanted to raise our kids here. When I was 39 and a half weeks pregnant with our daughter, Trump was elected. And so we drove to North Bay, Ontario to have her so that she would be a Canadian first. We were very concerned about where the U.S. was headed. We knew that we wanted to be in Canada. We applied for my husband's permanent residency. We got that approved. We had listed our house. Everything was sort of just a waiting game, and we were waiting for the universe to tell us, now is the right time for you to take the leap and move. We sort of had a deadline. We knew when my husband had to land for immigration purposes in Canada, the deadline for that. And we also knew that our daughter would not be able to start kindergarten in the States till a year later than she could start it here. So that lined up. So we had August 2021 was when we had to move by. Couple of different things happened. The pandemic obviously played into it, and that'll come back later. Then George Floyd was murdered, and our law firm offered pro bono legal representation to anybody arrested peacefully protesting in Chicago, Indianapolis, or Louisville. The tweet went viral, our tweet offering that. We had hundreds of people respond asking for help. We still actually have a case that's going to trial this month. My husband's gone back down to the States to do that trial. But in any event, we had lots of people asking for help. We also had lots of people very angered by that offer. And my husband started getting phone calls and threats. And he got one phone call that gave him our home address, said, "We're coming for you," and shouted other profanities at him. And I was worried for my kids. I didn't want them there. So I took them and I went to the countryside, basically to my parents' house until the situation calmed down. And then things kind of went back a little bit to normal. The riots calmed down, the protests calmed down a little bit. And then it was starting to be time that our son would go back to school. He was starting grade two. And so the plan from the public schools in the States where we were wasn't a plan at all. I'd really had a hard time trying to teach him at home when the pandemic first started. And he wasn't really getting anything out of it. We were both getting really frustrated. And I knew that for him, it was very important that he be able to go to school and have that interaction with his teachers. So we just decided that was it. We knew that we could come here, and he would have a way better chance at going to school. And he did. It worked out. He was in school the full year. We didn't sell our house. We left without selling it. And we came up. It was a really good thing that we did, but it was really also very hard. We could have moved anywhere in the country. We almost anywhere. We couldn't have moved to Quebec, but we could have moved anywhere else in the country. We had the whole place at our fingertips, and we chose the island because it's the most special place I've ever been. And it was really important that they have a childhood. And we knew that the best chance for them to have that was here.
Jessica and her husband, John, moved to Comox last summer. They have two children, aged 4 and 8. She's the parent advisory council secretary for his son's school and vice chair secretary of the Courtney Comox Riding Association for the BC Greens. As regards her legal practice,
I didn't get my license transferred to BC until the beginning of January. I was transferring it from Ontario. So, but even before then, I was looking for ways just to volunteer or engage. I'm really interested in Indigenous legal issues. And so what I've been doing through my work with Mark is researching the laws that various First Nations put in place on their effective dates, which is when their treaty went into effect, and seeing what laws were there, what do those laws look like? And then talking to people from these First Nations and asking, were these laws necessary? Were they not necessary? Why did you choose this law on this date? So it's been fascinating and I'm learning so much.
What do you offer the people of North Island, Powell River?
A promise to always and only act in ways that I know in my heart are necessary and what we need to do. I can offer new hope. I can offer something different. What's been happening isn't working. Nothing has changed. We need to have people who are willing to stand up and who will not be bought off by corporations, who will not allow propaganda to permeate their ridings, who can acknowledge that their constituents are intelligent enough to see the science, see what's happening around them, and know that they also want a better world for their children, because I do not know a single parent who would not want that for their child. And we need to start having politicians who act like parents and who act like what happens next is important, and not just how can I make myself look better now.
You've been listening to an interview with Jessica Wegg, the Green Party candidate for North Island, Powell River, during the next federal election.